noticed. We noticed that. So, sir, could you please, what's your name, please? Okay, Mr. Johnson will conduct your hearing, sir.
Okay, good morning, sir. Can you hear me, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so yes, sir, could you please just state your name and your ABC number for us for the record?
Antoine Turner, 275-999.
Okay, Mr. Turner, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are going to be conducting your hearing today. You have the Honorable David Mill. In the middle, you have the Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. He's acting as our board chair today. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be your panel lead today, okay?
Yes, sir.
Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Well, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Do you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Okay, also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer is Mr. Westby, sir. Also here today with us, representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer is Mr. Westby. Okay, so at this time I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
Sir, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have two... Sir?
Okay. Sorry.
You have three allegations listed on your warrant, sir. I'm going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read the allegations to you, Mr. Turner, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. The first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about April 24th, 2018, per the test individual testing compliance summary dated May 29th, 2018. Sir, is that true or false? I didn't understand what you said, sir.
I didn't realize I had a urinary analysis test that day.
Okay, so is that true? So is it true or false? We'll be able to discuss it later.
True.
So your next allegation states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on May 11, 2018, per the task testing compliance summary dated May 29, 2018. So is that true or false?
False.
Okay. The next allegation states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of taking your place of residence at Blue Bay, 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, on or about May 16th, 2018, without the prior approval of your signed parole officer. Offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay. So based on your statement that allegation number 2 is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information on allegation number 2.
On May 11th, 2018, the defendant was directed via the advanced protocol system to submit urine specimen to task for testing. May 11th, 2018, for the task individual testing compliance on the date of June 29th, 2018, the offender failed to submit the urine specimen as directed. Attached to the warrant is a copy of the task compliance summary dated June 29th, 2018, and shows on May 11th, 2018. color, assigned color, allocated around the space, for example, study.
Okay, so what's not true about this, sir?
There's no must be true about it, that just is true.
Oh, okay. All right, well, based on the admission of Mr. Turner, I'm going to move that find that he was delinquent, he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, but he may have lapsed about the lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second Mrs. Rittenhouse, agree, Mr. Mills. So we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Wesley. Then I'm going to go to some information with you, Mr. Turner. And then we'll get any additional information that you'd like to provide to the board at that time, okay?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Turner.
Mr. Wesley.
I'm sorry, Mr. Wesley.
On February 27, 2018, Mr. Turner was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections. He was arrested June 5, 2018 by Phoenix PD for 100 charges. He was back in DOC custody June 8, 2018, with an address of community supervision end date of November 14, 2018, and 23 days. Prior conviction 2014, a categorical violation of 5 years. Prior conviction 2012, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. This is the second term of DOC, CUIR score 2-2, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision 2017, transition release of standard 85 days, administrative leave revoked. His disciplinary violations are moderate, drugs and alcohol noted. Other arrests, 1996, burglary, second degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1996, resisting arrest, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2000, theft, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2004, possession and sale of dangerous drugs, Virginia, felony conviction, probation. 2004, narcotic drug manufacturer, Virginia, felony conviction, probation. 2006, theft, Virginia, felony conviction, probation. This community risk score is a G2-3.
Okay, Mr. Turner, I see that when you were released to reside at Phoenix Oasis, which was located at 2218 East Polk Street. And then it looks like on March 8th, you were reported you were still at the Phoenix Oasis, but you are not at the 1412 West Vogel Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona. You were discharged from Phoenix Oasis on April 12th of 2018, you reported being a resident at Vivre at 2501 East Elm Street. So it looks like on April 30th of 2018, you reported that you were at a new resident at 1302 West Becker Lane in Phoenix, and then it looks like at one of the Vivre locations. And you stayed at Becker Lane until May 16th. When you walked off the property and failed to return. So you changed locations a couple of times. Why did you leave Vivre and walk off the property, sir?
I didn't have a message here to the halfway house. I was talking about my parole officer this, and that I had an address that I could live at, and my parole officer wasn't trying to allow that to happen.
So,
and prior to me moving to Vivre from Phoenix Oasis, at the same address I had to go to for the officer compliment.
Okay. Well, it says that you were employed through a staffing company for a flex firm as labor. Then it looks like you changed your job and you went into Eaton Marketing as a telemarketer, and then it looks like on April 30th, you reported that you were employed for FLS Connection. Were you still working there, or was that your last job you had, sir?
Yeah, I was still working at the Bronco Incarceration.
Okay.
So you were directed to enter into a program at the Phoenix Oasis Halfway House, but it looks like on April 7th, you were discharged without completing the program. Then it looks like on April 12th, you reported being a resident at Beanway, and then on May 16th, you left the program before completing without the approval of the parole officer. Looks like on February 27th, March 21st, and April 11th or 18th, you submitted negative urine specimens at TASH. Then it looks like April 25th, you failed to submit a urine specimen at TASH for testing, and you failed to put on the 4/26, April 26th, you submitted a negative specimen at TAS, and then it looks like on May 11th, you failed to submit a U.S. specimen. So why did you have those failures to submit, sir?
I was saying, well, I didn't know about it.
Were you assigned to check the UA daily?
Yes, I was. It was once a month.
So how did you get notified that you had to take them? Did you have to call in, or what was the situation?
Call in, and then once my phone was cut off, didn't really have a way to check anymore.
Well, at the halfway houses, don't they have a way for you to contact and check to see if you have to take the UA?
At Beaver, they didn't have anything. When I got through to the better lane, they didn't have anything out there.
So you were tested negative. Did you relapse and start using drugs or something, sir?
I don't do drugs, sir. I was not incarcerated for selling.
Okay. So when you walked off and you were gone for 23 days, what were you doing during that period of time? Where were you? Okay. And what caused you to have contact with Phoenix PD?
Jaywalking.
Where were you at jaywalking?
I came from work on 19th Avenue with the MWO train.
And the police stopped you for jaywalking?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send no additional questions coming from the board, sir. Mr. Turner, the board's coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself? Okay, so sir, the board's going to go into discussion. Now the board's in discussion, so we're going to ask you to remain silent as the board's in discussion, and then we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under community supervision, okay? Now the board's now into discussion. It appears that Mr. Turner was trying to do good, and he says that the reason that he left B-Boy is because he didn't have money to pay. He says he notified his PO, but the PO wouldn't let him stay at a resident, but he said he left there. He says he was working during that period of time. He was absconded for 23 days, and during the 23 days, he said he was staying with his son's mother and working, and he was subsequently stopped walking to the light rail by the PD and found out that he had a warrant. At that time, he was taken back into custody. It looks like in 2017, he was in absconded for 85 days, so he knows the importance of having to maintain it. Keep in contact with his PO when he was gone for 85 days in 2017, which really wasn't that long ago. And it looks like he'll be released on November 14th of this year, which is a few months away. I think it's going to be probably best if Mr. Turner go ahead and continue his community supervision. And when he's released, he won't be on any community supervision. He won't have to report to a parole officer. And he'll be free to live where he was and work and hopefully be a productive citizen and not have to come back before this board again. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues.
So, Mr. Johnson, I think we were thinking we would continue where he is instead of, you said continue as community supervision.
Well, yes.
You meant is to continue staying in prison.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to get that clear. Thank you. And I agree with that.
Well, I'm glad you corrected me.
I agree with that.
Okay. So I'm going to make a motion to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Turner, find that he was delinquent, violating the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses of authorized and criminal ways of conduct. As he was misconduct for 23 days, he did miss two UAs, and we have no idea exactly what he was doing the 23 days that he was actually out. That would be my motion.
Agree. Second, I'm sorry.
Agree. Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse, agree. Mr. Neal. Okay. Mr. Turner?
Sir,
the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on November 14th of 2018 of this year, sir. At the time that you're released, you won't be on any community supervision. You won't have to report to parole officers, sir. You'll be free to move about and live where you want, and hopefully either return to your job or get another job and not have to report to appear in front of this board again. So I do want to thank you for taking the time and opportunity for participating in your hearing. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, Mr. Turner. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
So would you give the phone back to the PO?